This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 22, 2022. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rainy and windy today, temperatures in the upper 60s. The seal that has been living in the Shoe Pond in Beverly for the past several days may need to be rescued. Paul Layton of the Salem News is reporting today that a NOAA Mammal Stranding Coordinator says the seal is doing fine and is in no danger, but they are looking at several options if a rescue attempt is needed. In Peabody, a proposed housing subdivision that may be built in Lynn is causing outrage from Peabody neighbors. The plan would create 5 new homes in Lynn, but the only way to develop the homes is by accessing the land through Peabody on a non-existent road, Westford Avenue, that actually only exists on paper that the developer has found by researching back to the 1850s. Lynn's Economic Development and Industrial Corporation has so far provided assistance to more than 400 businesses, thanks to American Rescue Plan Act funding received from the City Council. Executive Director James Codal told the Daily Item that there is some additional money still left over that they would like to provide to businesses, so they are accepting additional applications. The Greater Beverly YMCA raised $122,000 in their annual golf tournament held earlier this month. The money is used to support educational and summer youth programs. And the Gloucester Times is reporting Gloucester netted just shy of $2 million during the first season of a new non-resident online beach parking reservation system. The administration's goal for the new system was not only to collect parking fees, but also to cut down on out-of-town beach traffic flooding the seaport's roads from those seeking to get an available spot. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox lost to the Reds last night in Cincinnati 5-1, each team winning a game in this brief two-game series. Sox play in New York tonight against the Yankees. In boys soccer yesterday, Peabody shut out Gloucester 1-0, giving the Fishermen their first loss of the season. Today, the Prep will host CM at 4. In girls soccer, Beverly shut out Swampscott 3-0. Marblehead a 2-0 winner over Saugus. Field hockey, Ipswich blanked Amesbury 4-0. And in volleyball, Peabody beat Danvers 3-1. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.